Can we open our Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 7? John, chapter 7, verses 37 and 38.
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water."
Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood, cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to entitle the message, "Desperate to see the move of the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. Desperate to see the move of the Holy Spirit. John, in the Synoptic Gospels, John is always speaking about the theology of the Holy Spirit. He's speaking about the Holy Spirit being the Paracletos, the Counselor, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Standby. He's always revealing through his writings the Holy Spirit's, the theology behind the Holy Spirit. But when you study the Gospel of Luke, Luke is most of the time mentioning the Holy Spirit in terms of his action, in terms of what he's doing. Now here in the Gospel of John, in an animated display, Jesus is saying, he's standing up and he's crying out with a loud voice and saying, "If any man thirst, let him come to me. For as the scripture has said, unto the believers' heart shall flow rivers of life-giving water." In the Jewish tradition, a rabbi, a teacher, will never stand. While the rabbi, the teacher, is teaching, will always sit down and teach. The rabbi will never speak with a loud voice, will speak with a gentle tone of voice. Now here Jesus is standing up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he wants to reveal something powerful. He wants to reveal the greatest truth that is available to the church, to the body of Christ. He's standing up. He's crying with a loud voice. And he's saying, "Listen, I am going to speak to you about the Holy Ghost." Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you about the Holy Spirit. I want you to welcome the Holy Spirit. I want you to have a genuine respect for the Holy Spirit. He's making a gesture. He's standing up. He's giving the utmost importance to the third person of the Trinity. And he's saying, "Listen, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of life-giving water." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is looking for people who will make a gesture tonight saying, "Holy Spirit, you are welcome. I am not ashamed of you. I won't speak in a mild voice. I won't sit down and come to church just to have a normal church and just go back. But I want to see something different. I am desperate for a fresh move of your Spirit within my life. I am anticipating something from you, Lord. I am going to make a public gesture that I am proud of you, that I am welcoming you. Holy Ghost, you are welcome in my life." God is looking for people who are willing to stand up and say, "Welcome, Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a gesture of ownership. The only person who can change the heart, bless the church, and help you to receive all that God has got for you is the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In Matthew chapter 7, in the 12th verse, Jesus said, if any one of you will ask my heavenly Father, like a child asks the father for bread or for fish, if you ask my heavenly Father, he will give you gifts. You remember that? In Matthew it is said in those kind of words. But then same scripture in the Gospel of Luke, Luke specially emphasizes in the 11th chapter and verse 13 what that gift is going to be. Amen. In the Gospel of Matthew, he's speaking about the good gifts the Father will give us. But in the Gospel of Luke, that gift is very clearly mentioned. You know, Jesus said, how much more will my heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? I did not know about you, but tonight I want to ask you a question. How many of you would see the greatest blessing in your life? Very honestly and truthfully, how many of you would recognize and acknowledge the greatest gift in your life is not your car, it's not your house, it's not your husband, it's not your wife, it is not somebody that you know, it is not your job, it is not the money that you have in your account, it is not anything that God has given you, but the greatest gift that God has given you is the presence of His Holy Spirit, is the anointing of the Holy Ghost, is the preciousness of the revelation of the Holy Ghost in your belly. Only those of you who will acknowledge the Holy Spirit within your lives tonight, worship Jesus, give Him glory tonight and say, thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The best gift. Are you with me? Sometimes the church loses sight of the best gift. You get so caught up in competing with the world that you want to have a bigger house, you want to have a bigger income, you want to have a healing in your body, you want to have a greater car or a bigger car, or you want to have something, you want to have a good marriage, or you want to have plenty of children. See, all that God will give, I have no doubts about that. But God is looking for a generation of people who will say, the greatest gift in my life, take away everything, but take not thy spirit from me. Take away everything, oh God, but take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take away everything if you have to, but take not thy Holy Spirit from me. The greatest gift that I can enjoy on this planet earth is the comfort and the presence of the Holy Spirit within my belly. Oh, God is looking for a generation like that. God is looking for a church like that. God is looking for people who will value the presence of the anointing of the Holy Ghost in their life more than anything else in their lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now, when you study the Gospel of Matthew, the scriptures, you will find in the Gospel of Matthew, you will find an interesting scripture in the 11th chapter where there is a dumb man who comes to Jesus. He's dumb, he cannot speak. And Jesus is casting out. Jesus did not pray for healing. Jesus cast out that spirit that was causing that dumbness. He cast out the spirit. And then he said, this is a sign or an evidence of the power of God. This is done. The spirit has been cast out by the power of God. But that same incident in the Gospel of Luke, the word used is, if I cast out the devil by the finger of God. Praise the Lord. Then the kingdom of God has come amidst you. So the Holy Spirit, or the power of God, is revealed as the finger of God. Some of you have been battling with certain things in your life that is stopping you from testifying about Jesus. It's taken away your authority in Christ. It's taken away your song and your praise. You are kind of dumb because you're battling certain things in your life and you do not know what. Some of you might recognize it even as a devil, as a demonic oppression. But tonight, I believe the Holy Spirit, as the finger of God, is going to exactly pinpoint in tonight's service exactly pinpoint in tonight's service that which is obstructing your blessing, that which is keeping your tongue tied, that which is stopping you from walking in the fullness of God, as the finger of God is going to pinpoint it. As the finger of God is going to pinpoint, and the moment the Holy Ghost begins to pinpoint the problem in your life behind that addiction, let me tell you, the demon that was controlling your life will be cast away, and you will once again enjoy the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whenever the Spirit of God is revealed as the finger, pinpoints. Some of you are trying to understand why your family is in bondage, why your sickness is not healed, why your finances hasn't come through, why you are not able to be victorious, why you are not able to do that which God wants you to do. Some of you are grappling with 100 million questions in your mind, troubled by that. Tonight is a service, not a normal service, a clear word from God. God is saying to you, I wouldn't be preaching when India and Australia are playing tonight if I didn't have a clear word from God. But tonight I have a clear word from God. The Lord is going to look at your life, pinpoint the very demon behind that bondage, and is going to cast you out so you can enjoy the power. Oh, somebody make a gesture welcoming the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Pinpoint. How many of you want the Holy Ghost to pinpoint? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Pinpoint the reason behind that addiction and cast the demon out so you can walk in the liberty which the Bible says you can walk in, the liberty for which Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, to enjoy the blessing of Jesus Christ upon your life. Amen. Hallelujah. The finger of God, when you study the Bible, is only mentioned two places. One, when God gave the commandments to Moses, it says God wrote with his own hand. He wrote the commandments with his own fingers. The word of God. Praise the Lord. How many of you thank the Lord for his word? Amen. Hallelujah. And the other is a scripture that we learn on the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the word and the power of God. If you know these two things, no bondage will ever be able to reside within your life or your family or your home. Are you with me? Amen. The word of God. Open your mouth and say, the word of God and the power of God. Amen. If you have a revelation of the word of God and the power of God in your life, no demon, no bondage, no person will be ever able to stand in front of you, for your portion will be the victory that Jesus paid the price for. You can enjoy and walk in the liberty for which Jesus called you. Amen. Look at Exodus chapter 8 and verse 19. Exodus, the 8th chapter, verse 19.
And the magician said to the Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart grew hard and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said.
Amen. When you study those scriptures, you will know that God sent a man by the name of Moses to Egypt to bring the children of Israel out of captivity and bondage. Now when Moses stood there, Pharaoh refused to let the children of God go, for he had them in his captivity. And then Moses is revealing the power of God. He is revealing one miracle after the other. He is, you know, he throws down his staff. It turns into a snake. Pharaoh's magicians, they also do a kind of cheap trick. Amen. And then the power of God each time, or the miracle of God each time God does for his people, they see the power of God, they see the miracle, But before they could rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, another problem comes up. The Holy Spirit told me very clearly, there are many sitting here. You enjoy a word, you enjoy a blessing, and before you can even rejoice in it for a day, on Sunday you enjoy the word, you get the liberty of the Spirit, you are happy in the Lord Jesus Christ, but Monday morning, and something else the devil throws into your face. Hallelujah. The excitement that you had on a Friday night, you're happy. Saturday morning, suddenly, you suddenly find spiritual victory coming into your life. You go home and your finances are stuck. The bills are there. You're going to pay for that. Oh, financially God releases you. You're so happy. You go back home and your wife is looking at you with mad anger. And there is no peace at home. Now your wife is loving. The finances are okay. But you go back home, you can't even pray. Are you with me? Now some area or the other, the moment you see a blessing before you can even enjoy it and thank the Lord and testify to it and glorify Jesus and walk in that blessing and say, thank you, Lord, for this quietness and peace and this blessing, something else comes up. Suddenly your mother-in-law shows up at your door. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But tonight, those of you who are struggling and suffering with that, I got a word, a clear word from God tonight. The finger of God is going to show up in your life. That which has been troubling you on a Monday morning and that which has been stealing over your happiness is going to be destroyed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you're going to walk in a season of liberty of the Holy Spirit, enjoying the blessing of God and testifying to what the Lord is doing and glorifying His name and magnifying His name and exalting His name. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and thank the Lord and give Him glory tonight. Give Him glory tonight. Give Him glory tonight. Let your tongue be loose tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you go to a church. You go to a church and you find people are dumb in the church. Mute. It's like you put mute on your TV. The worship team comes here, everybody's. God gives you a powerful word, can't even say hallelujah. You're mute. Tonight, the demon of muteness has to go out of the church. There needs to be testimonies of healings and deliverance and breakthroughs and God showing up at the door of your life. Hallelujah. The presence of God showing up in your life. There is a mute spirit of muteness. Hallelujah. Dumb spirit has to leave you. You have to have your tongue loosed and enjoy and glorify the name of Jesus Christ. If that word is for you, lift your hands and glorify the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you go to churches across the world. So you visit a church to preach in it. You go there, mute people, just spectators. No song, no testimony, no hope, no victory, no shout. But that which the devil has robbed you, hallelujah. He has to lose from your life and you have to enjoy the blessing of God once again. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to enjoy the blessing of God once again. To see the power and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your life. To glorify His name. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not the message. We're just coming into the message. It's just like a kind of introduction. Desperate. Or hungry. Or thirsty. To see the finger of God. Amen. You look into the scriptures, you will find God did mighty wonders for people who had faith. And every time you look at a man of God or a woman of God who had faith, you will find something amazing about them, that they were desperate. It was like a desperate faith. It was not like the faith that, you know, AC room, orange juice, you know, sipping an orange juice, enjoying the comfort of an AC room, lean back on a nice, you know, armchair or just relaxing there, and then you have faith and you say, thank you, Lord. No, 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 no. They were kind of desperate. Praise the Lord. They had their back against the wall. They had 100 million enemies around them. They were challenged from all sides. They had the weakness of their own flesh trying to bring them down. But amidst all that, they had a strong faith that God is faithful. The God who has promised in His word to fulfill all that is spoken in His word and bring to pass that which is declared, a strong faith inside. Praise the Lord. Jacob was desperate. Jacob said, Lord, unless you bless me, I won't let you go. Unless you bless me, I'm not going to let you go. Have you ever gone into a prayer time or into a church service? I don't know how many of you came here as spectators. How many of you came here because it's like a picnic? You know, you need to be here tonight, Friday night. Oh my God, Pastor will ask where you were, so I better be there. No, no, no. But I want to look for people who are kind of desperate, saying, Lord, until you bless me, until the solution for this problem is sorted out, unless I find an answer from heaven, unless I see a pinpoint, hallelujah, the move of the Holy Ghost upon my life, until you have clearly spoken into my spirit, until I see your victory, I'm not going to go out of this campus. I'm not going to go out of this place. I'm desperate to enjoy a blessing from you. I'm going to hold on to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are five of you who are like that, aren't you? Hallelujah. Any more who are like that tonight? Hallelujah. Who are desperate for the blessing of God? There was a woman in the New Testament who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She was desperate for her healing. Praise the Lord. She didn't look at the obstacles. She said, I'm desperate. 12 years. 12 years you suffer from something, you would have given up all hope. 12 years your hope turned into faith. She had tried the doctors. She had been to the physicians. She had tried. Nothing worked. If nothing works, you give up hope. When nothing works, still there is something that you need to count on, and that is your faith. Faith in the word of God to lean on to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, it doesn't matter how many years, it doesn't matter what all people have said, it doesn't matter what the obstacles are. I am desperate, I am hungry, I am thirsty to see a manifestation of your healing upon my body. I gotta touch you. Praise God. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Keep one finger there in Luke chapter 19. Not the finger of God, your finger. Luke chapter 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Say that with me. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Jesus entered and pass through Jericho. Jericho is a cursed city. A man of God by the name of Joshua cursed that city years back. During the times of Elijah the prophet, there was water there, but the water was so filled with poison and bitter that Elijah had to do a miracle of putting salt into the spring of that water to make sure that the water turned healthy. But only the water turned well, healthy. The entire land, the people, their occupation, everything was still under a curse. That which the prophets had tied in the past had helped them to a certain extent. But here is somebody by the name of Jesus Christ walking into that cursed city called Jericho. Hallelujah. Amen. Speak about a move of God when Jesus Christ shows up at your cursed city. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say that word with me. J, J, J. J, Joshua. J, Jericho. J, Jesus. Joshua is a mini Jesus. But he cursed it. Hallelujah. Jericho was cursed. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus shows up. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be, if servants of God curse you, people curse you, hallelujah, family curses you, your father curses you, your mother curses you, whoever curses you, it doesn't matter. When Jesus Christ comes into the wall of Jericho, comes into the streets of Jericho, let me tell you, your curse is going to drop off from your life and you're going to enjoy the blessing of God. Even tonight, I command every kind of curse set forth over generations upon your life to be loosed out of your life in the name of Jesus tonight. തലമുറകളിലെ ശാപം, യോശുവ കാലഘട്ടങ്ങൾക്ക് മുമ്പേ ശപിച്ച ശാപത്തിന്റെ മേൽ യേശു കാലി ചവിട്ടി. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ഗ്ലോറി അൺടു ദി നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്, ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദി നെയിം ഓഫ് ജീസസ്, ആമേൻ, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, ആമേൻ. നൗ ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് ദി ചാപ്റ്റർ അഗൈൻ. ജീസസ് എൻ്റേർഡ് ആൻഡ് പാസ് ത്രൂ ജെറിക്കോ, ആൻഡ് ബിഹോൾഡ്, ദേർ വാസ് എ മാൻ നെയിംഡ് സക്കേയോസ്, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Say publican. Amen. Not Republican. I thought Zacchaeus was Democrat. When you preach in US sometimes, I thought he was a Democrat. No. He's just publican. Amen. Hallelujah. Publican. Sinful man. A cursed profession. Publican. Somebody said publican. Public can. Public can. Public can. The public puts you in a can. Public can. Public can. Zacchaeus was a public can. Praise the Lord. Is that clear enough? Public can. Public can. He is in a cursed city and he's a public can. Amen. Because people got offended when Jesus said, I'm going to the house of Zacchaeus. The public has already put him in a can. If you put elephant in a cage, the elephant won't grow. If you put a lion in a cage, the lion won't grow. If you put fish in a bowl, that fish won't grow bigger than that bowl. Are you with me? A cursed city and a cursed job where the public has put you in a can. They've limited you, restricted you, tied you down with their opinions and attitudes. You're kind of socially cut off. You put in a can. Praise the Lord. Tonight the can is going to open. Tonight I said the can is going to open. Your fear of people, what the public would say, what people would say, your snare, like a man, hallelujah, the snare, the fear of man is a snare. God is going to bring you out of it. The very fear thing that you fear, what people can put you in, God is going to bring you out of it. Jesus is going to show up in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. You can't move in a can you? But the can is going to be broken. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen tonight. Hallelujah. The finger of God is very clear tonight. The can is going to be broken. Praise the Lord. Your fear of people, where people have tied you and put you in a can, you're going to come out of it. Hallelujah. You're going to come out of your restrictions and limitations. Hallelujah. You're going to develop and grow. You're going to bloom for the glory of Jesus Christ. You're going to reach your potential for the glory of Jesus Christ. You are not going to be an emotional retard. You are not going to be physically, hallelujah, handicapped. You're going to not be limited financially. God is going to enlarge you. He's going to bring you out of your can. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. On top of that, look at Luke chapter 19. And he sought to see Jesus. He was desperate. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus was desperate. Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus comes into the city of Jericho. There are many there spectators. Oh, Jesus is going there. Okay, nice. We heard about him. Nice rabbi, nice teacher. Okay. But this man, Zacchaeus, when Jesus stepped into that cursed city, hallelujah, this man Zacchaeus with a cursed job, he was desperate to see this Jesus. Hallelujah. He was desperate to see this Jesus. I preach the biblical Jesus, the same Jesus who came into the life of Zacchaeus is here tonight. And in the preaching of his word, he's going to open up cans and set people free. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at Luke 19. He sought to see Jesus and could not for the press because he was of little stature, less than normal or average, short stature, less than normal, less than average, short stature. Praise the Lord. Amen. A latecomer. He sought to see Jesus because of the press. The crowds had already come in. They had already taken up the seats. But he was desperate. Less than average. Short. Praise the Lord. But he ran. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Some came there for the picnic. Some came on a holiday. Some came just to look. But this man ran. Hallelujah. This man ran. He said, if Jesus come into the city, I got to take a blessing. I got to receive a blessing. I got to have a clear word over my life. I got to have a very clear word over my life. I got to have a clear word over my life. He ran. And they climbed a tree. And he looked at Jesus from there. And the Bible says, Jesus came and he looked up. Jesus came. Jesus will always look at a desperate person. Somebody who is really hungry and thirsty, Jesus always look upon them. Praise the Lord. There are many who come as spectators and as just people who just, you know, want to be there. That's all. But there are some of us, hallelujah, who are hungry, who are thirsty, who are desperate, who say, Lord, hallelujah, I want to see you no matter what. And let me assure you from God's word, you will never, never, never miss out on Jesus Christ, because the Lord will look up always at a desperate person. Jesus looked at that man. Amen. And he called Zacchaeus. Come down. The Lord knows your name. He knows your tears. He knows your pain. He knows your nature. He said, Zacchaeus, come down. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at that scripture. Make haste and come down. For today, I must abide in thy house. If you're hungry and thirsty, let me tell you, Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit will come and abide in your house. Today, not 5 days from now, not 6 days from now, not a week later, not after 3 months, not after a fasting prayer, not after you've gone back home and made your personal prayer, but right now, this moment, before you walk out of this place, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will come today and abide with you if you are hungry and thirsty for the living God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Desperate people will always have Jesus abiding with them. Hungry and thirsty people will always have Jesus abiding with them. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the fifth verse. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that this day, today, you can walk out if you're coming in for the first time and you've never accepted Jesus Christ, you can go back with salvation. If you're here for a healing, you can go back with your healing. If you're here for a blessing today, today, now, this moment, if you are desperate for the living God, you can go back with a blessing from the Lord. If you come for a fresh touch from God today, now you can receive a fresh touch from God and go back today. Hallelujah. Amen. Why did the Lord say today? Because of three things. And that's our part. C. A, B, C. The three C's in the life of Zacchaeus. The first one is corruption. He saw his corruption. You know this, he was a publican. Publican. Every time you look at that word publican in the Bible, I found something interesting. It's always listed with something else. Matthew chapter 18 verse 17. Look at Matthew 18 verse 17. Say the word of God is for me. Matthew 18 and verse 17. Look at that. Matthew 18, 17. Read it fast, brother. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. And if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen, a heathen man and a publican. A heathen, an idol worshiper, an unbeliever. Publican is always walks around with a heathen. Their company is full of corruption. Idol worshiper. An unbeliever in God. Look at Luke chapter 15 verse 1. They drew near unto him, all the publicans and sinner. Publican and sinner. Are you with me? Publican and sinner. Look at chapter Matthew chapter 21. Verse 32. Matthew chapter 21 verse 32. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not, but the publican and the harlots believed him. Publican and harlots. Are you with me? Look at the company of the publican. Idol worshiper, unbeliever, sinner, harlots. It's always linked with them. And that's why he's in a can. He's limited in his thinking. But Zacchaeus saw his own corruption. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus realized, if I go to Jesus, Jesus will forgive me. Are you with me? Amen. When you see your corruption, don't sit home and cry and sit there and say, oh God, my life is finished. Come to the church. Come to the foot of the cross. Come to Jesus Christ. He will forgive you. He will forgive you. Your corruption, he will take away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke 19 verse 8. The second C is the eighth verse. Luke chapter 19 verse 8.
And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
So that is confession. He said, Lord, look at me. I'm a bad man. But look at me, Lord. His chains fell away because of his confession. Luke 18, 11 to 13. So many scriptures, but just to make a point clear. Luke 18, 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Are you with me? On one side is the religious guy who says, Lord, I'm not like that publican. I fast twice a week. I come to church. I tithe. See, there are religious people who will always point their finger at everybody else's mistake. If my wife changes, my husband changes, if somebody else was different, if that guy was changed, the world would have been a better place to live in. But look at this publican. Look at Zacchaeus. He didn't confess somebody else's sins and point out somebody else's sins. He said, Lord, I am a sinner. I am a broken man. I am a very bad person. If I've stolen something, if I mistreated somebody, I am sorry. Forgive me, Lord. Here I am. I repent before you. Take my heart. Change me. And God heard the prayer of a broken man. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, God will always hear your confession. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Pharisees always have a companion called Sadducees. They're brothers, they're twins, Pharisees and Sadducees. Sadducee. Hear that? Sadducee. The Pharisees and Sadducees are people who will always point out the mistakes of others. Brother, this is because of your fault this happened. Sister, it's because you did this that happened. It's better to be a publican who repents before God than to be a Pharisee or a Sadducee. Hallelujah. Glory unto Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. Thank you for your blood that cleanses me. Hallelujah. Amen. A man who doesn't confess his sin but looks at the mistakes of others is always sad, you see. You will recognize them. Sad, you see. Are you with me? Sad, you see. When you see somebody sad, you should ask, sad, you see? Come on, look at your neighbor, look at their face and say, sad, you see? Sad, you see? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1 and verse 9 says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Husbands, don't look at your wife's fault and point it to her. You look at your fault and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Wife, don't look at your husband's fault and say, you look at your fault and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And there'll be peace at home. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. And the 13th verse is the third C, conversion. Praise the Lord. The 9th verse, Luke 19:9.
And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come into this house, because he also is a son of Abraham.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will work within you and change you and convert you the day you are honest before him and say, Lord, I am sorry. Forgive me. Amen. God is looking for desperate people. He's looking for people who are hungry and thirsty, whether it be for anointing, for a move of the Spirit, for the finger of God, for salvation. That means wholeness. He's looking for desperate people. Tonight, close your eyes. Let's pray together. Amen.